GBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump made his first hire, naming his campaign manager as White House Chief of Staff.
It's a historic choice. The Chief of Staff's corner office in the West Wing has always been occupied by a man. But President-elect Trump says Susie Wiles will become the first woman to fill the all-important post. In a statement, Trump calls his campaign manager tough, smart, innovative, and universally admired and respected.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. We're starting to get numbers from the wildfire burning in Southern California's Ventura County. 132 structures destroyed, mostly single-family homes, say officials. Another 88 damaged. 10 confirmed reports of injuries, mainly smoke inhalation. Volkswagen recalling more than 114,000 Beetles and Passats, some dating back to 2006. They're equipped with Takata brand airbag inflators that can explode. Owners to be notified December 27th. Volkswagen will replace the driver's side front airbag. This is ABC News. Some had to go to hospital when a bus with 28 people aboard heading from New York City to Buffalo rolled over on I-490 near Rochester, New York. Among the injured, the bus driver, who say authorities was ejected. Monroe County Chief Deputy Michael Fowler says the driver was ticketed.
Those tickets are for fatigued driving, for speed unreasonable, unsafe lane changes, and he was not wearing his seatbelt.
Monkeys on the loose in South Carolina's low country.
They're not infected with any disease. They're harmless and a little skittish. That's what the Yamassee, South Carolina Police Chief Gregory Alexander says about the 43 rhesus monkeys that escaped from a medical research lab this week. A new employee at the facility is getting the blame for not closing their cage door all the way. Law enforcement officials are using thermal imaging to try to find and re-trap the primates. They're still encouraging people to steer clear of them and call them if they're spotted.
ABC. Sherry Preston, Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Bucks beat the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 123-100 win over the Utah Jazz last night in Milwaukee. That ended the Bucks' six-game losing streak. Now tonight, they're in New York to play the Knicks at Madison Square Garden before returning here when seven of their next eight games are at home. Doc Rivers asked, was it important to finally get a W?
Yeah, you know, it was a home game. We've lost two home games, so really important for us to win this game. We go back out on the road, and then when we come back, we get to actually stay at home.
College hoops, the Badgers with a 79-67 victory over Montana State. Guard John Blackwell on Wisconsin finding a variety of ways of putting up points.
We try to get to the free throw line as much as possible. Like last game, I think we were in double bonus early, and this game we were in double bonus. So whatever we can do to get free points from the line, I mean, we're trying to do that.
The state high school volleyball tournament going on in Green Bay. Middleton versus Hamilton tonight for the boys' state title. Girls' semifinals today with their state title game tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Thinking about heading to the theater this weekend? Here are some films that might be up your alley. Hugh Grant stars in Heretic, a film about two young missionaries who knock on the wrong door and end up fighting for their lives in a house owned by the nefarious Mr. Reed, played by Grant. The film is getting mad reviews at 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. Check out another film in wide release this week called Weekend in Taipei. It has kind of a Mr. and Mrs. Smith feel to it, but reviews are very mediocre so far. If you want to get a jump start on your holiday movie watching, you have two choices. Best Christmas Christmas pageant ever is being released wide and pulling in 86% on Rotten Tomatoes, but has a 100% favorable audience score. Another Christmas film in limited release this weekend is Christmas Eve in Miller's Point, a comedy drama starring Michael Cera and Elsie Fisher, where a family descends on their home for the final time. The film is currently getting an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're scoring at home, that sounds like four winners to me, so let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies here in the overnight with temperatures near 40, gusty west winds up around 20 to 25. Those wind speeds back down Friday as it becomes a northerly breeze, sunshine lower 50s, increasing clouds for Saturday, then showers Saturday night. Currently 44 degrees.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, TGIF, in our Football Friday segment, we'll feature a former Green Bay Packer, courtesy of Burkle's One Block Over.
And in our Heights Pub and Parlor series, we'll meet area artist and rapper Young Sage. Join us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. So when does the resistance start? And what does it look like? People for the American Way has announced a new campaign, Resist Project 2025. And Savante Myrick, who is the president of People for the American Way, PFAW.org, former mayor of Ithaca, New York, by the way, youngest mayor in that city's history at 24 years old, is on the line with us. Savante, welcome back to the program. Tell us, when does the resistance start and what does it look like?
Hi, Tom. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on. It is so good to be able to do something instead of just feeling big feelings, as we say now, to the toddlers in our lives. For me, the resistance started around 11:30 p.m. Tuesday night, when it was clear that Donald Trump was going to be reelected president of the United States. I think he legitimately won the election. And I think that that was a mistake. I think he is a very dangerous person. I think he's backed by some even more dangerous people, starting with J.D. Vance, Elon Musk, and the Heritage Foundation. And so around 11:30, I tried to go to sleep. That lasted about 10 minutes. I could not sleep, and neither could my staff, Meg and Na and Lori and a handful of us. Just didn't sleep all night. So we created a website. We created a campaign. We began the beginnings of a place for people who agreed with us to come and join together. And by the next morning, it was live. It was resist2025.org, where we just want to make a home for, you know, already hundreds, it's now thousands of people at this point have signed up to say specifically, okay, Donald Trump's going to get sworn in. We're not calling for an insurrection. But what we do feel we have a right to stop and resist is Project 2025. Mm-hmm. Trump is going to claim he has a mandate to lead because he won the vote. Well, he won the vote by disavowing Project 2025. He swore up and down he had nothing to do with it. He'd never read it. He didn't know the people who wrote it. He does not want to implement it. If that is true, then Donald Trump should join us at resist2025.org. He can sign up and volunteer to make sure that 2025 is not implemented.
Well, that would have to assume that Donald Trump doesn't just routinely lie to everybody, including his voters.
Well, and that's I'm not buying that one. I'm glad to see, Tom, that you're sitting down, because I suspect that Donald Trump might have been lying. He might have been lying to his voters and his own supporters.
Yeah.
And that even if he genuinely, look, do I think Donald Trump read the 900 pages of Project 2025? No, I don't think he read it. Is he going to allow J.D. Vance to slam this through in a blitzkrieg-like assault on our nation's institutions? Yes, I do. I do. I think they're going to try a backdoor method of banning abortion by using the Comstock Act to make it illegal to ship mifepristone around the country. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to do that because they said in their plan that they're going to do that.
Yep.
I think they're going to eliminate the National Weather Service so that the federal government no longer talks about climate change. I think they're going to do that because they promised they were going to do it. I think they're going to eliminate Head Start, which for 800,000 people, myself included, you know, I was raised the first 6 months of my life in a homeless shelter and the first 8 years of my life in severe housing instability. If it weren't for Head Start, the nutrition I got there, the education I got there, I would not have made it to the Ivy League and beyond. And they're going to rip that away without a mandate to do that at all. I do not think Trump voters, I'd be wrong, but I don't think even most Trump voters want any of these things to happen. They don't know that this is what's on the table. So we're going to stand up and fight back starting now.
Yeah, I think that, you know, if they start enforcing the Comstock Act, it's going to get real interesting. I mean, of course, J.D. Vance wrote a letter to Merrick Garland 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, demanding that the Comstock Act be immediately implemented. The Comstock Act, the MacGuffin, the pivot point, the essence of the Comstock Act, is pornography. It's an anti-immorality law and an anti-pornography law, and it uses essentially pornography and immorality as the rubric to ban birth control and abortions. Devices that can be used to make abortions or any information about abortions. So one of the things that we know is that red states have much higher consumption per person of pornography than do blue states.
Oh, is that true? I did not know that.
Yeah, it is true. Yeah, it actually is measurable. And it's been known for quite some time. And so when the men in the red states discover that they can no longer access Pornhub or whatever their favorite, you know, place is, if Trump tries to enforce the Comstock Act against Mifepristone without enforcing it against pornography, he's going to get some pushback in the courts. I think it's going to get wild here, Savanthi.
I completely agree. Project 2025 calls for the outlawing of all pornography, period.
It does. Yep.
This is not only is that going to be unpopular, it's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong to arrest people who watch pornography. It's wrong to arrest people who make pornography. We believe that here. But what we really believe is that not a defense of pornography itself, is that we cannot trust or allow the government, particularly a right-wing fanatical government, to decide what is and is not pornography. You know, Tom, of course, and Norman had such respect for you that our organization was founded by Norman Lear 45 years ago to stand up against the, quote, moral majority. And he, Norman Lear, legendary television producer, he made All in the Family and Sanford and Sons and the Jeffersons, family programming, primetime television, right? But he used his own money and this organization to stand up for Hugh Hefner and Larry Flint. Mm-hmm. Not because he was fans of their work, but because he understood that once you allow the government to decide what is and is not pornography, what is and is not obscene, they can decide that depictions of interracial marriage on television is also obscene.
Yeah,
they can decide that two men holding hands is obscene. They can decide that any sex ed teacher in America is actually distributing pornography, not teaching kids about anatomy, but distributing pornography. Again, something that they wrote down in black and white in Project 2025. Yep. So we're going to stand up for free expression. And that includes saying pornography should not be banned because pornography should not be banned. But also pornography should not be banned because they can't define it. And if they can't define it, then we're going to get enormous mission creep. And they're going to start banning things that nobody thinks is obscene.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, we have different definitions of obscene. I think mocking disabled reporters is obscene, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
I think that's wrong. Donald Trump shouldn't have been arrested for doing it, but I don't condone it. But I wouldn't say that he should be arrested. So we're gonna fight against their pornography ban as well.
Yeah, and that's just the beginning. I mean, there are so many levels. So the question then becomes, we're talking with Savanthi Myrick, the president of People for the American Way. How do we best resist? I get it that you guys institutionally are going to go after these things. You're going to publicize them. You're going to, you know, fund efforts to stop them. What does the average person do other than going to resist2025.org and signing up? You know, obviously that's step one, but what else can we do?
Yeah. Well, I know a lot of people are bummed out right now. Let's put it lightly, because of course the Republicans will control the Senate. Looks like the race for the House.
Oh yeah, I'm running a support group here right now.
Yeah. But look, we are not powerless, and we are not without tools. That's why at resist2025.org, you can see some of the tools we have, and you can sign up to use some of our tools. But also, we're asking people, with a humility that frankly I think has been missing from the Democratic Party for a while, to tell us what they think needs to be done. So if you go to resist2025.org, you can do that. But right away, there's some things people can do. First, you can contact your senators. The Democrats control the Senate right now. President Biden has nominated a couple dozen judges that need confirmation. We need to confirm every judge we can, even if it means holding a lame duck session. That's what we can do right now. So people, if you are feeling bummed out, frustrated, sign up to our website, learn how to contact every senator that you can and demand that they confirm every Biden judge. Second thing you can do is watch.
And let me add to that and demand that Dick Durbin stop respecting blue slips from Republican senators when Mitch McConnell refused to respect them, you know, when he was Senate Majority Leader.
That's absolutely right. Look, we, for the readers who don't know blue slips, it was sort of like a one-man filibuster.
Yeah.
It's any Republican senator can say, you know, this judge from my own state, I don't like him. And even though Democrats controlled the Senate, Dick Durbin and the Judiciary Committee respected the institution. They respected the institution so much that we weren't willing to make any changes or reforms.
Yeah, which was crazy because Mitch McConnell had already blown up blue slips, you know, a decade ago.
And if you think, and unless we maintain immense pressure, if you don't think that the Republicans will explode the filibuster to pass every right-wing law.
Oh, yeah. They're going to take down the filibuster first thing if they control the House.
That's right. And we, the whole time, with our great respect for these institutions, refused to reform the filibuster.
I know.
It's such a mistake. I mean, first of all, why are we respecting institutions that don't work?
The U.S. Senate came out of slavery. I mean, the filibuster was there is put in place in the 1830s in order to help enforce the rules that you can't speak about slavery. I mean,
that's 100%.
You know. So anyway,
It's never worked for us since the beginning. The entire institution of the Senate is, of course, anti-democratic because it leads to wildly disproportionate representation of the American people's interests, and yet we respect this institution while they trample all over it. I think we got to get smarter and tougher. I'm sick of losing, and I'm sorry, you know, Tom, I am such a fan of your program. I think it's the third time I've been on, and I'm always so pleased to be on. But you might notice I'm in a fighting mood.
Yeah.
I've been fighting everybody in my life. I'm on like a hair trigger these last couple days because I am worried. This is worse than last time. This is scarier than last time, and I fear that people are dramatically underreacting. They think, well, he was president before, it went poorly, but we all survived. First, we didn't all survive.
Yeah, half a million of us died unnecessarily.
Exactly, needlessly from COVID. And second, at least that first time, there were reasonable, professional, if partisan, people in place in the White House.
Yeah, and they're not going to be there this time. Savani, I'm sorry, I'm out of time. I got to wrap it up. It's Savani Myrick, the president of People for the American Way, PFAW.org, and of course, resist2025.org. Savani, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thank you so much, sir.
Keep up the great work.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls right after this. It's 18 minutes past the hour. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santel. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays. Oh.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
It's like a battlefield.
With lines drawn in the sand and shields that never yield. It's always us against them in this endless fight. Clash of colors, we lose the shades of right. The media makes it my team, your team. But there's more to see in the American dream. It's about the deeper issues, the big picture view. We need to find a common ground between me and you.
Welcome back. 24 minutes past. Yeah, that was, in fact, kind of Kamala Harris's sales pitch is, you know, there's more that unites us than divides us. What's the common ground? It was, you know, rejected by a small small edge. But anyway, picking up your calls here, George in Pasadena, California. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I need to say I have zero indirect or firsthand knowledge about my concerns. Mm-hmm. But there are calculated and historical steps to get us where they want to take us. And I think that if they're running Vladimir Putin's playbook, we need to really start talking about the Russian apartment bombings of 1999 and the Reichstag fire.
You're talking about the bombings that gave Putin the excuse to bomb the crap out of Chechnya?
Correct. And also to start just making a power grab. And also, I think the Reichstag fire was, I think, only 4 weeks after Hitler was sworn in.
Yeah, it was. And Hitler, in fact, I don't recall the exact timeline, but it was very close to the time he was sworn in. And he ran over to the Reichstag Gebouge, and grabbed a radio microphone. They were broadcasting live from there and said, "This is a sign from God that I'm supposed to lead Germany." And he played it pretty much the same way George W. Bush played 9/11, you know. I will save you. I will protect you. We're going to go, you know, whole hog. And I think your point is well taken, that particularly if Trump decides to that he needs an event to exploit, I wouldn't put another, you know, I don't know what the American equivalent of a Reichstag bombing would be, but if he wants an excuse to put the FBI against his political enemies, you know, we need to keep our eyes open for a false flag operation. It's weird because Alex Jones has been talking about false flag operations all these years.
It feels awkward to be on the other side for sure.
Yeah, but wouldn't surprise me at all if you know, something got bombed or something got blown up or some allegation was made. You know, of course this would be after January 20th when Trump is in office, and Trump becomes the guy who's riding to our rescue.
My grandfather did some work with Cesar Chavez. He was a businessman, but a night before Cesar Chavez came into town, one of the farmer's warehouses caught fire. And about a week after, one of the foremen came and told my grandfather, "You know, I won't admit to this, but I was asked to remove a lot of important equipment the night before that happened." So these are real things that really do happen.
Yeah, false flag operations are, you know, not they're probably less unusual than we think. George, thank you. Thank you for sharing that story, too. That was a good one. I appreciate it. We all need to keep our eyes open. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break here. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the sane among us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We still don't know who's going to control the House of Representatives. Hakeem Jeffries just came out and said, still very much in play, so stay tuned. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature, formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, three times more effectively. I feel wonderful after taking Superbearing, and I always remember to take my one capsule a day because I keep it by my bed. Superbearing is one of the best supplements out there. It's great for your and my health. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go to superbearing.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM. That's superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code TOM, T-H-O-M. Superbearing.com, code TOM. Go to superbearing.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM. Superbearing.com, code TOM.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent. and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump made his first hire, naming his campaign manager as White House Chief of Staff.
It's a historic choice. The Chief of Staff's corner office in the West Wing has always been occupied by a man. But President-elect Trump says Susie Wiles will become the first woman to fill the all-important post. In a statement, Trump calls his campaign manager tough, smart, innovative, and universally admired and respected.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. We're starting to get numbers from the wildfire burning in Southern California's Ventura County. 132 structures destroyed, mostly single-family homes, say officials. Another 88 damaged. 10 confirmed reports of injuries, mainly smoke inhalation. Volkswagen recalling more than 114,000 Beetles and Passats, some dating back to 2006. They're equipped with Takata brand airbag inflators that can explode. Owners to be notified December 27th. Volkswagen will replace the driver's side front airbag. This is ABC.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After signing a multi-picture deal with Lionsgate, Taylor Sheridan is turning out TV shows at an alarming rate, such as Tulsa King, Yellowstone, The Mayor of Kingstown, 1883, 1923, and Lioness. Lioness in particular just became the fourth biggest premiere on Paramount+. The show found its way into 3 million homes in the first 7 days of its release a couple weeks ago. The show stars Zoe Saldana, Nicole Kidman, Morgan Freeman, and Michael Kelly, and is supposedly based on the CIA's actual Lioness program. If you like high-powered weaponry, military jargon, and lots of gunfire, this is the show for you. Warner Brothers Discovery is reporting that its streaming or direct-to-consumer service is booming as its theatrical business declines. The studio says it's gained over 7 million subscribers in the third quarter alone for this year, according to Screen Daily. This is the biggest gain ever for subscribers that has been reported since the launch of Max in 2020. Everyone is chasing Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Thinking about heading to the theater this weekend? Here are some films that might be up your alley. Hugh Grant stars in Heretic, a film about two young missionaries who knock on the wrong door and end up fighting for their lives in a house owned by the nefarious Mr. Reed, played by Grant. The film is getting mad reviews at 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. Check out another film in wide release this week called Weekend in Taipei. It has kind of a Mr. and Mrs. Smith feel to it, but reviews are very mediocre so far. If you want to get a jumpstart on your holiday movie watching, you have two choices. Best Christmas Pageant Ever is being released wide and pulling in 86% on Rotten Tomatoes, but has a 100% favorable audience score. Another Christmas film in limited release this weekend is Christmas Eve in Miller's Point, a comedy drama starring Michael Cera and Elsie Fisher, where a family descends on their home for the final time. The film is currently getting an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're scoring at home, that sounds like four winners to me, so let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies here the overnight with temperatures near 40, gusty west winds up around 20 to 25. Those wind speeds back down Friday as it becomes a northerly breeze, sunshine lower 50s, increasing clouds for Saturday, then showers Saturday night. Currently 44 degrees.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone.
If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will be recombobulating yet again with Dan Schaefer. Lots of stuff to process yet. I hope you will join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and our dogs, I have never seen them go so crazy for a food before. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511.
America's beauty, vast and wide. From coast to coast, we share with pride. From rivers to mountains, plains so fair. Forest green wonders we all share.
Welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Carrie in Phoenix. Hey, Carrie, what's on your mind today? Carrie in Phoenix? Hey, Carrie.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah, what's up?
I've never called before, and I didn't know I was going to make it on, and I was just painting.
Well, thank you.
Listening to you.
Thank you. What's up?
Yeah, I'm really glad you're here, and you remind me of my dad, except for he was, like, a raging Trumper before he passed away. So I guess there's a difference between you two. I don't understand it and everything, and I want to make good use of my time here. My brain's kind of just, like, going fast, but do you think that maybe, like, do you think that one of the most important things that we could change as Citizens United, like ending Citizens United somehow, or do you think that they would, like, the Republicans would find, like, some other loophole?
No, I think that's the time bomb that the five Republicans on the Supreme Court put into our election systems. If you look at billionaire money coming into national elections, it was pretty much inconsequential before 2010. And, you know, here in this last election, it looks like somewhere between, you know, $5 and $10 billion came out of billionaires' pockets into this election. It's mind-boggling. So, yeah, that is the cancer at the core of our problems, is Citizens United. That and the fact that we don't have a legal right to vote in the United States. Those two things need to be remedied, and only Congress can do that right now. I mean, the Supreme Court arguably could do it, but with the Supreme Court that we have right now, they're not going to. And obviously with the Congress we have right now, it's not going to happen. But, you know, 4 years down the road, let's take a look at it.
Did the results come in on Congress? We don't have majority anymore?
We don't know on the House yet. Well, the Senate is lost to the Republicans, and of course, Trump is going to be president. So we'll see.
Yeah.
All right, Carrie, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. It's nice to hear from you, and I hope you call again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye. Steve in Gresham, Oregon. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Let me turn the speaker off. Hey, so... one thing real quick, I would love to see Biden step down, make Kamala number 47, and all the crap that has been printed up about Trump 47 would be wasteful. They'd have to reprint everything.
Yeah, I'd like to see that too, but it ain't going to happen, Steve. You know, it's...
Yeah, it's a weird fantasy. So what I wanted to say was a wise man once said that
strong and wrong will beat out weak and right every time.
Yeah, I believe that was Bill Clinton who said that.
I believe that was Clinton, yeah. And somebody else said it's the economy, stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And so the campaign blew it by not saying that the economy is great and pounding that constantly. We get that from Trump all the time. When he was in office, the economy was great. Everything's great. It's constantly. Doesn't matter if it was of course, he was lying a lot of times, but he just kept pounding that in. Hey, everything I'm doing is great. Everything they're doing is wrong. Now he's out of office, and everything they're doing is wrong. So he just pounds and pounds and pounds.
Yeah.
And so that was the message that got lost, was the economy is doing great. It really is. And that's what should have been the final push for the campaign, is the economy is really great, and here's why. And stop listening to people telling you that it's wrong.
I agree.
I hear it all the time online, people saying, have you bought groceries lately? Well, the price of groceries are not going to go down. But the thing is, they're not going up as fast as they were.
Yep. Yep.
And people are buying stuff.
And
people are taking trips.
No, you're absolutely right, Stephen. And Trump was going out and doing little mini press conferences. And this is one of the areas where Biden being so incompetent right now at interacting with the press, or anybody for that matter. I mean, he kind of mumbles and he stumbles. He's always had a speech impediment, but it's gotten far worse now that he's in his 80s. And he really should have been, for the last 2 years anyway, you know, leading up to the election, every single day going out and talking to the press and telling them how great the economy is and all the wonderful things he's doing, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And he didn't. And I think that that's one of the things that really hurt. There's a whole, you know, I can give you a whole long list of reasons why we're at where we're at. But the reality is that we're here, and we just got to get ready.
But it's not just Biden. It's the whole Democratic machine. It just doesn't message right.
Agreed.
And it doesn't matter that we don't have, you know, five networks like they do. We just don't get out there and just say it enough.
I agree. Steve, thank you. Thanks for a good point. Thank you very much. Ed in Belfair, Washington. Hey, Ed, what's up?
Oh, good morning, John. On the West Coast, anyway. I wanted to talk about Bernie's op-ed, and he was correct. And I think it's like Kerry in Arizona. It's Citizens United. But because of you, Tom, I became a PCO like 4 years ago. And I have been involved and been talking to people. And the younger crowd are convinced, for some reason, I'm not sure why, they think Donald Trump is going to get rid of the corruption and the money in politics.
Right.
I try to explain it to them, and that's not the case.
Yeah.
But I think and my new son-in-law, I'm talking to him constantly. And it's the younger crowd. I kind of had the feeling. I went to a watch party on Tuesday, and it was kind of depressing, but they were all older folks, and I'm trying to explain to him. I said, the reason why is because people are not talking about what needs to be talked about.
Yeah.
And it is about Citizens United. Whether you're going to lose the race or not, if they do not get rid of money in politics, we are going to lose all the time.
I agree. And the other half of it, and this is where you were talking about the young people, is that when Bill Clinton and Barack Obama both decided to go along with Reagan's neoliberalism and not fight for unions, not give us card check, stop the offshoring of our jobs, not return to protectionism and tariffs, when they made and not to raise taxes on rich people and corporations in a really meaningful way, when they made those decisions and just decided that they would go along and get along and keep taking money from the rich people because, you know, the rich people loved the neoliberalism, we're paying for that right now.
Yeah, and we are. And if I may say...
Go ahead.
Well, I'll probably be one of the people in the gulag with you, Tom, because there ain't nobody, and I mean nobody, is going to tell me what I can and cannot say. I'm
there
not threatening anybody, but I will put a sign up in front of my house, and there are people aren't going to like it. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And I'll be right there in the gulag with you.
Okay. But. There you go, Ed. Ed, thanks for the call. It's nice to hear from you. And Nick in Huntington, West Virginia. Hey, Nick, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, my thought for the day is when you was talking about at the beginning of your show about Project 2025 and the Chevron decision.
Mm-hmm.
my feeling is what we should do is use the – sorry about my dogs.
Okay.
What we should do is file circuit court cases like the Republicans have with Dobbs and Chevron in our friendly districts. Mm-hmm. Now, it might not – we still might lose the Supreme Court, but that might tie up things that they can't do it that way until the decision is rendered.
Well, to some extent, we are doing that, Nick, but, you know, I get what you're saying. This whole let's reorganize America, let's break down and do away with the New Deal. This is a plan that Lewis Powell laid out in 1971. The Republicans got real serious about throughout the 70s. Reagan put into place. Sadly, some Democrats went along with it. And it has plagued our country ever since. And Citizens United is an outgrowth of that as well. Undoing these things is not going to be a small or easy project. It's going to take time. It's going to take an enormous amount of effort. It's going to be a big one. So, we've got to take this very, very seriously. But you're right. You're absolutely right.
And also, we're going to suffer a little while. We're going to have to live poor. Get back to the basics.
There you go. Nick, thanks for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with you.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the news staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me,
yeah.
But I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you,
bye.
Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
He is a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy, one of Wisconsin's own. Dobie Maxwell joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwabba, I am Chico. You're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood-burning computer plugged into the...
You got Amish. Oh, you got an update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So it'll change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature formulated with an ingredient, berberine, that not only helps support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right. Berberine can be three times more effective than just diet and exercise in controlling your cholesterol. I feel great after taking Superbearing, and I always remember to take it because I keep the bottle right next to my bed, and it's there in the morning when I get up. Superbearing is one of the best supplements out there, and it's great for your health. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Just go to superbearing.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbearing.com, superbearing.com, code TOM, T-H-O-M, superbearing.com, code TOM.
He came from humble Georgia soil, with a heart so pure and free from spoil, a man of faith who stood so tall, you lived your values through it all. When others took the easy way, you chose the truth come what may, you fought for peace, you stood for right. In the darkest times, you were the light. Jimmy Carter, you've always been my hero. A voice for justice when the world was cold. You saw the future, tried to save the earth. A man of kindness, love in endless words.
Welcome back. Yeah, Jimmy Carter was my hero. Still is. He's still around. David in North Miami Beach, Florida. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Greetings, program. Thank you for helping us through my 2004 flashback.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing this with Progressive Voices now, but Air America Radio back in the old days.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I met John B. Anderson the day after that debacle.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to replace your two Santa Claus theory with a two Joker theory.
Okay.
That Trump is actually the Joker of the 1989 movie, offering people free money, but of course it's to kill them with fake money, like in the movie. And of course, we had a million deaths, whereas we could still have the storyline of the White Knight, where the Joker becomes a sane civil commissioner or mayor, and finds misplaced money and does some actually good with it. So it's still possible, but it's a lot harder now. It's up to the Congress, to the House, to see, who's who. And can we please gerrymander New York State, right? Didn't they gerrymander themselves out of a U.S. House majority 2 years back?
I don't know New York politics that well, David. I'm sorry.
Thank you, and good luck to us all.
Yeah, amen. We're going to need it. Thank you, David. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how are you doing? You were talking about Belarusian dictator Lukashenko.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's been the dictator since 1994.
Whoa.
Essentially, you know, because of Russian military and economic support under President Putin. And in February 2022, under the guise of a joint Belarusian-Russian military exercise, allowed Putin to use Belarus as a springboard for the invasion of Ukraine, and has given Putin tacit approval to, you know, station tactical nukes in Belarus.
Yep. Yeah, it's very concerning, George. I mean, you know, this...
Yeah, you know, before he became dictator, you know what he was? He was a collective farm manager.
Oh, really? He was a good communist bureaucrat.
Exactly right. And, you know, when I was at no such agency, I learned Belarus, and I actually kept tabs on him and his cronies for several years.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, he's a piece of work. I mean, he's perfectly willing to murder his own people.
Exactly. You know, I'm surprised more of his opponents haven't been falling out of, high-rise windows and suffered from food poisoning.
Yeah, well, apparently most of them are in prison. I was astonished to see that they're putting 20 people in cells designed for three.
Yeah, isn't that sounds like the Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, or worse. Yep.
Exactly.
Well, George, thank you for
the good work, Tom, and I enjoy your program.
Will do. Thank you for adding some nuance and some historical detail to our story here. It's always nice hearing from you, George. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Same here, Tom. Right, bye.
Yep. Jim in Seattle. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my phone call. I just want your opinion on one of my thoughts about the election. I just feel that there's something wrong with the election. For instance, there's 20 million fewer voters. Dems didn't take one swing state. A Republican hasn't won the popular vote in over 30 years, I think.
Yeah.
And then what's on the line? It's mass deportation, women's rights, LGBTQ. I just don't see how they didn't make that effort.
I'm equally baffled, Jim, and I'm not yet ready to go to the, you know, they've hacked the machines kind of thing. I just think you can't do that across that many states that in that big, and you know, the exit polling is consistent with the results, and the pre-election polling was consistent with the results. So you know, all the indicators, all the flags that would suggest to us that something's rotten in Denmark don't exist, and
right.
So the postmortems are coming in right now. You've got, you know, there's kind of dueling philosophers, you know, pundits, about what it was. Bernie Sanders has weighed in. Others have weighed in. I weighed in. I think it, you know, it's the money. It's the big money, and I think it's the massive right-wing media machine. But who knows? We'll find out as time goes on. Jim, thank you for the call. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Anything goes Friday. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So now more than ever, get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs eat.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we explore the career of the great John Candy. And it's a bar band Friday night, so our friend and Max Inc. radio host Terry Barr drops by with new music and fun conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.